Not that water is any use to a dead body, he said to himself, but the feeling that you're doing something, when there's obviously nothing to be done, is a great comfort. Cayley came into the room again. He had a sponge in one hand, a handkerchief in the other. He looked at Antony. Antony nodded. Cayley murmured something and knelt down to bathe the dead man's face. Then he placed the handkerchief over it. A little sigh escaped Antony, a sigh of relief. They stood up and looked at each other. "If I can be of any help to you," said Antony, "please let me."
"That's very kind of you. There will be things to do. Police, doctors, I don't know. But you mustn't let me trespass on your kindness. Indeed, I should apologize for having trespassed so much already."
"I came to see Beverley. He is an old friend of mine."
"He's out playing golf. He will be back directly."
Then, as if he had only just realized it,
"They will all be back directly."
"I will stay if I can be of help."